This goes to Jennifer Barnhart, B-A-R-N-H-A-R-T, N like November, P like practice, fax 989-463-2249, regarding Howlene, H-O-W-L-E-N-E, Dault. D like David, A-U-L-T, date of birth 11/4/1951. Dear Jennifer, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Dault with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, bilaterally small kidneys, hypertension, and secondary hyperparathyroidism. Her last visit was December 4th of 2023. Her weight is up 5 pounds over the last 6 months, and she is going to restrict caloric intake in order to lose the weight again during the warmer months. She also will be able to exercise and walk a little bit more regularly. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. Medications, medication list is reviewed. She's on no routine medications, just supplements like garlic, glucosamine, airborne, turmeric, elderberry, vitamin C, and a multivitamin. Physical exam, weight 161 pounds, pulse 81, oxygen saturation 95% on room air, blood pressure right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130 over 76. Lungs are clear, heart is regular, no ascites in the abdomen, non-tender, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done May 31st of 2024. Creatinine is stable at 1.8, estimated GFR is 30, albumin 4.2, calcium 9.2, sodium 141, potassium 4.2, carbon dioxide 25, phosphorus 3.7, intact parathyroid hormone 79.4, down from 98.9, hemoglobin 13.9 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1. Stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no progression of disease, no indication for dialysis. 2, bilaterally small kidneys. 3, hypertension, slightly higher than we would like, but patient was encouraged to follow a low-salt diet and avoid the use of oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. And next, secondary hyperparathyroidism with improving parathyroid hormone levels. We will continue to have labs every 1 to 2 months, and she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.